Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, a couple of big sales coming up over the next few weeks at Superior Video Livestock Auction. The first is the Bighorn Classic that'll be held once again this year from Sheridan, Wyoming. That's where the sale will originate from. It'll be seen, as always, on SuperiorClickToBid.com or on Rural TV on the Dish Network. 18th through the 22nd of August, the dates for this year's Bighorn Classic. Now, another big sale that you want to be paying attention to and pointing toward is Labor Day 35, September 10, 11, and 12 this year. A catalog deadline for the Labor Day sale this year is Monday, August 25th. A video deadline is Tuesday, September 2nd. You want details about either of these sales, you can call Superior Video Livestock at 800-422-2117. The friendly folks there will be glad to help you. 800-422-2117 for Superior Video Livestock. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
And Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, we take a look at our livestock futures after a couple of pretty crazy days with limit lows. Finally saw some positive numbers on those cattle futures.
That's right, Dave. But before we saw the positive numbers, we opened to the downside yesterday with triple-digit downside. And then the market slowly recovered to get back to a neutral zone and then on to the positive side with the best gains taking place yesterday in our feeder cattle and in the deferred live cattle contracts. Now, the upside appeared to be most of a technical correction as news-wise. It was extremely quiet yesterday for the cattle complex. We did see the choice beef continue lower, down by $1.01. Select boxes down $1.38 and a movement of 108 loads. The daily cattle kill, 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index moved up 76 cents. We also saw the hog complex yesterday close on a positive note. Now, at the moment, we're seeing negative trade. October live cattle, 17 cents lower. October feeders down 25 cents. And October lean hogs down $1.42.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, it's kind of the same story we've seen for a couple of days. The wheat in Chicago and Kansas City lower, soybeans lower, but the corn had some positive numbers yesterday.
That's right. Our corn was a shining star yesterday as it held positive with the help of some spreading action. The wheat futures tried to hold some upside but was unable to do it and closed negative, as Dave said. And our soybeans, they saw a mixed trade of old crop soybeans, the only side of the equation that was able to stay on the positive side. Now, the good to excellent rating of our corn crop stayed unchanged from the previous week at 73%. Our soybean crop was down 1 point at 70%, and spring wheat held unchanged at 70%, good to excellent. Now, corn in the dough stage is holding at 54%. Five-year average is 46%. Soybean setting pod, 72%. Five-year average, 65%. And this morning at 11 o'clock is the monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to show an increase in the size of the corn and soybean crops. At the moment, we're seeing downside. September KC wheat down 5.5 cents. December corn's down 2 cents. November soybeans trading 4.75 cents lower. December cotton is up 18 points. September crude oil, 79 cents lower. September dollar index, 15 points higher. And September Dow Jones futures up 9 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning. We look forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. That'll wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.